Okay, so we're doing now, so Tana Rabbanan. It's we did this Gemara, but we didn't really define the Rashi so much. So Tana Rabbanan, it's on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, maybe like two-thirds of the way down the page. It says Tana Rabbanan, towards the end of the line. Maka Rabba, right? Maka Rabba. So this is saying is you're not allowed to add hits, lest you're Ben Yosef. Let me see the pasuk 1 second. Aleph. So it says Arbam Yakenu Lo Yosef. Pen Yosef Akoso Al Eila Makaraba. So lest you're gonna hit him too much, it's gonna be a Makaraba. Ainly Ala Makaraba. I only know it's gonna be a problem, a lav, if it's a Makaraba. Makamatas Minayan. But how do you know it'll be the Isser if it's a little Maka? Tam and Lomar Lo Yosef. Right? Okay, so what's that talking about? Right? That's the problem. What's that talking about? Right? Okay, so Rashi fills us in a little bit. Okay, so he says, "Ein li ela makaraba." Rashi's high up. Okay, it's like the 10th skinny line or so. So, sorry, maka mu'etas kigon shamdu lepachos maka besider achad. So, is that on our Gemara, or maybe that was even earlier? Maybe you know, you evaluate him for. I don't know how to read that, Rashi. The pchos miko maka v'sidar achad, to have less than the amount in one round. I don't know, let's see. Ein le'ele maka rabba. Reisha the b'raisa ha'chisa v'sifra. So you need some context. The reisha of the b'raisa is as follows. Ein le'ele b'zman shemosifin al minyan arbayim. I'll only know that you're violating the law of le'yosef if you add more than 40 or more than 39. I'll call Omed, but Omed Shamdu based in Minayan. How do I know that I'm over the Isser of Lo Yosef if I add more than whatever the Omed was? Talmud Lomar, Lo Yosef, or Pen Yosef, Mikal Makom. Right? So basically, right? Lo Yosef Mikal Makom. Right. So the first Hamina is if I give him 41 or whatever Malkos, 42 Malkos instead of 39, then I'm over the lav. But let's say the Omed is for 21 and I give him 24. Is that also Lo Yosef? So you'd think no, Kamash Milan it is. Okay, let's read further. Maka Rabba, Ainli Allah Makaraba, Ainli the Chaiva Lo Yosef Elabizmanshi Kahu Makos Harbe Al Omed. I might think you only get Lo Yosef, you only violate the lav if you hit him many more than the Omed. Makos muatos, afilo shtei makos o achas, minayin daso. How do you know you violate the law if you add just one or two? Taman lomar, lo Yosef, lahakoso, right? Al eila, lahakoso al eila, al minyan homid, more than the amount that you evaluated. Right? Okay, so basically, you have two havinas kanas. The first is Lo Yosef. Does an Isser of Lo Yosef means hitting him more than the amount? Does it only apply if you hit him more than 39? Or is it even more than whatever the Omed is? Right? And then the second Havmin Maskana is when you hit him more, how many more do you have to hit him? One or two more, or only three more? The Havmin is only if it's three more. Kamash Malah, no, even one or two more. Right? So two Havmin Maskanas about the Lav of Lo Yosef. Okay, so let's start with the first one. Do you say it's Lo Yosef, I violate the Isser of hitting him too much if I hit him, if the Omed is 21 and I give him 24, let's say. Right? Or do you say, no, Lo Yosef is only when I do more than 39? First says like this, is that, so what is the din? Lo Yosef means you can't add more than Malkus, right? The mitzvah is to hit him Malkus, but you can't do over and above Malkus. So the question is, what's pshat in the din of an omer? When you give him 21, is it pshat that, look, Malkus is 39? The only thing is that you can't kill the guy, so the Bezdin doesn't give him the full Malkus. You only give him 21, right? You only give him 21. But if you do more than 21, you're still doing Malkus. You just, look, you're risking killing him. You're not allowed to do that. But that's not the law of Lo Yosef. Lo Yosef is to add more than Malkus, and Malkus is 39. So it's like I'm violating a different Esser, Shemata Lo Shasechem or whatever, or Shemata Lo Nefesh. But I'm not violating Lo Yosef because I have Lo Yosef is to hit a Malkus, and Lo Yosef means don't do more than the Malkus. But Malkus is always 39. Kamash Malan, you're saying no. that Malchus is defined relative to him. Malchus is the maximum he could handle up to 39. That's what Malchus is. Kidei Rishasa, b'mispar. It's the minion, the maximum is 39, but Malchus is defined subjective to his capacity. Right? So, if that's the case, so then for a guy who can handle the Omed says 21, that's Malchus. Malchus is 21. If you do more than that, well, now you're not doing Malchus. You're doing above Malchus. Right? So that's what it's saying. Lo Yosef, apparently, right? Lo Yosef means Mosef more than Malchus, but Malchus is defined by the Omed. Right? So Isaac's suggesting is that within Gershus Chakira, within the side of saying, which is Gershus Havimina, that the Havimina of Gershus that Malchus is really 39 always. Right? Malchus is 39. And that's why the Havimina held. Lo Yosef means don't do more than Malchus. 40. But 21, Malchus isn't 21. Malchus is 39. 21 just means you can't give him the full 21. Right? So that's the Havimina, and therefore it wouldn't be Lo Yosef, because Lo Yosef is doing more than Malchus. Right? Maskana says, no, that's also, Lo Yosef teaches you that's also violating Lo Yosef. So Gersh is going far and saying, Kamash Malan, Malchus is defined as 21. Right? And therefore it's going to be Lo Yosef, because Malchus actually is redefined, then you are doing more. So Isaac's saying is, yeah, but you don't have to go that far. The Limud is not about Malchus, the Limud is about Lo Yosef. So arguably, the Maskana agrees with the premise that 39 is Malchus, and that here you're only doing 21, because you can't do the full 39, so you do 21. The only question is, you could still argue, and this is what the Havimina is going to be about, which has to be defined, is even though Malchus is 39, but yes, but the Omed says you're only allowed to do 21. So now if I do 22, which is technically within the number of Malchus, but it's an amount that I'm not allowed to do, do you say that's a violation of Lo Yosef? And Lo Yosef, extra Lo Yosef, or whatever it teaches you, even that's considered Lo Yosef, even though it's technically within the amount, and therefore I'd say it's not. A Reboy teaches you, even that's considered within it. What you're saying is that to say that Lo Yosef is teaching me, I'm violating Lo Yosef because it's Iglai Milsa about something about the nature of Malchus, is like a less direct limud. It's possible, but it's like not directly about Lo Yosef. It's more about how you conceptualize Omed, which is arguably a different sugya, which just ends up having an afkamina about Lo Yosef. Right? So you're saying it would be smoother if you take it that right. Yes. Yes. That's the advantage of Gersh's way, is that if you would have asked us before today, what's Malchus? Is Malchus 39 always? Just you can't do the whole thing, or is Malchus adjust? We would have said it adjusts. I think the Rambam said, "Kama Malchus Nosoka Fikocha." Malchus is adjustable, right? So according to Gersh's way, the Maskana is that way. But according to Isaac's way, both the Havamin and Maskana are both maintaining that really Malchus is always 39, right? Which is a somehow less beautiful theory. So doesn't seem to be in line with the Rambam, and it's, you know, you could say it. But, you know, I'm not sure that necessarily makes it a good idea to do what Gersh is doing, but it's an argument to say that. Right? That's why it would have been nicer, I think, if within the side of saying that Malchus is an adjustable number, to say Havamina that, still you only get Malchus, though you're only violating Lo Yosef if you do more than the maximum. But that's hard to say. If Malchus really is a variable, it's just that it has a maximum. And why would I say you only... Naturally, I'd say you're only violating Lo Yosef if I go more than the maximum. I mean, Malchus is a variable. Unless you say, maybe you'll say Lo Yosef Makarabba means where you hit him a crazy amount. Like you hit him an amount which is objectively, you know, Hosafa. Because even if you say it's a variable thing, there is a max. So maybe you could say you have to, the Isser is to hit a Makaraba, like, a, you know. Isn't that the way the Gemara says? How does it start out? Ainli, I was not sure to see if I'm on the bottom. I'll call him a Rosh and do it, right. Now, so I mean, Arbaim Yakan Lo Yosef. So maybe you'd say, look, Arbaim Lo Ken Lo Yosef. So Arbaim is the maximum. So you might say, if you hit him more than Arbaim, that's like an objective Maka Rabbah. It's an objective, that's the Isser. But just to go over his subjective Malkus, while it's true that's more than the Omer, but that's not the Isser of Lo Yosef. Is the Isser of Lo Yosef to do an objective beating, right? Which is more than 39, that's a beating, you're just, right? Or is the Isser to go more than what his Malkus determines? So even though Malkus is variable, it's still, there is still an objectivity of what's the maximum. You know, you could say there's an objective beating. What's an objective beating? 40 hits. Or do you say it's defined relative to his Malkus? Right? And then you could still say his Malkus is variable. Right? But if we say the other way, that really Malkus is 40. But you just don't do the full 40. So now what's the two sides of whether if you do 21... 22, you get Lo Yosef. How are the two ways to conceptualize Lo Yosef? So let's assume that really Malkus is by definition 40. But the halacha also means you're not allowed to do more that will endanger him, so you can't do the full 40. Okay. But now there's a question is, if I do more than that, am I violating Lo Yosef or not? So maybe the question is, what's this? Or is the lav to hit him a hit which is not Malkus? Which doesn't have a shame Malkus. Right? So Malkus is 39. Now it's true you may not be able to do all of them because the Omed, but it still has a shame Malkus because it's within the number of 39. And the lav is to hit him a hit, which is Lo Yosef. What does it mean Yosef? It means more, such that it doesn't have a chala shame Malkus, it's just stam a hit. But if the hit is a hit of Malkus, then that doesn't come under this, sir. Or do you say Lo Yosef means to hit him without a matir? Because Malkus gives you a matir to hit him. And Lo Yosef means don't hit him more than your matir. So you don't have a matir to do more than 39 because it's not Malkus. But the Omed tells you don't have a matir to hit him more than the Omed because it's a Kanos of Vashos. Right? So in other words, the Omed prevents the matir. You don't have a matir to do the full Malkus. Right? So if the Isser of Lo Yosef means don't hit him more than the Malkus is matir you to do, it could be the matir is lacking because intrinsically the matir expires because you've gotten 39, or the matir expires because of the omet, right? But if the havmina is that the Isser of Lo Yosef is to do more than Malkus, where the hit doesn't have a shame Malkus, it's going to say, I don't care if it has a shame Malkus, I don't even know how to do it. It's not a matir, there's no matir. The matir of Malkus doesn't extend more than Kedera Shad, more than he could handle. Right? I don't know if you'd think that you're allowed to hit him more than the Omed. It just, you wouldn't necessarily be violating the lav of Lo Yosef. Lo Yosef is a lav. So you might say, look, you don't have a right to do it. You don't have a right to because the Omed is taking a risk. So therefore, you know that the din of Malkus is we don't do that much. But you wouldn't say you violate the lav of Lo Yosef. So it's teaching you the lav of Lo Yosef is simply to hit more than the matir. So since once Omed tells you you don't have a right to do more than that, then the lav is going to be that. It's going to include that. Anytime you're hitting him without the matir, it's the lav. But you could have said the lav is to hit a non-Malkus hit. And since it has a shame Malkus up until 39, that's not the non-Malkus hit. Now, are you allowed to hit more than 21? No, you're not going to be allowed to do it because the din of Omed tells you you shouldn't do that much. But that's not the lav of Lo Yosef. Lav of Lo Yosef is... it doesn't apply to Malkus, it applies to non-Malkus. But the Maskana is, no, it has nothing to do with whether it's Malkus or not. The lav of Yosef means to hit him more than you have a right to do. So it doesn't go by the shame of the hit, whether it's a shame Malkus or not, it goes by the reshus of the hit, whether you have reshus or not. So then the Gemara Rashi is the next time in Maskana. So you might think the lav of Yosef is only if you hit him, like, three more than the amount. But if you hit him one or two more, that's not going to be Malkus. It's only if it's Maka Rabba, a lot more. But if it's just one or two more, you'd say it's not the lav. Kamash Malan, it doesn't matter. I'm going to say it like this. Is the Isser, and I think this is how Ali was saying, is the Isser to give him a bigger set of Malkus than he deserves? Right? It's like, he deserves 21. he deserves a malchus of 21. Now, you can give him a malchus of 24. But there's no such thing as a malchus of 22. That's not, there's no such thing. Malchus is always units of 3. So if the iser is to, like, change it to a different type of malchus, there's a malchus of 21, there's a malchus of 24, there's a malchus of 27, those are the way malchus goes. It goes in units of 3. So now the iser is to, he's a 21er, and you're making him a 24, or you're giving him a malchus of 24. So if the iser is to give him a bigger malchus than he deserves, well then, it has to be you're giving him a bigger malchus. If you're going one extra, you're not giving the bigger malchus than he deserves, you're giving the same malchus he deserves, and then you're just hitting him an extra one or two times. But that's not changing his malchus. His malchus is 21, and then you just stop hitting him. Right? Or do you say the iser is to hit him more than his malchus? It's not to give him a bigger chafza of malchus, it's to hit him beyond that which his malchus allows. Right? So it doesn't matter if it has a shame of makarabah. Right? A shame of like a bigger malchus. Right? That was the way the Gemara said it. It says, or at least the Rashi brought it down. It says, Inli the Chavasil, this manchi kohu makos harbe al omed, makos mazvil, shne makos, that's the time of Lomar, lo yosef, lakos al eila, al minyan omed, al eila. But I think in our Gemara, right? How did our Gemara have it? Lo yosef, maka rabba, inli ela maka rabba. So you might think you only it's also if you hit a makarabah. It means like another number, a bigger number. Like with Tam Lomar, Lo Yosef, anytime you add. Right? As long as you're adding. Right? Even if you say you're not allowed to hit him more than the matir, but what's the iser? More than the matir means to render his malchus more than you have a matir to do. Right? To give him a malchus, you only have a matir to do a 21er. Now you can't do a 24er, to do a different chafza of malchus more than the matir. Or do you say it's simply the maisa of hitting beyond the matir? Right? So is it an iser in the chafza, giving him a new chafza of malchus? Or is it in the maisa of hitting outside of malchus? One or two is a maisa of hitting, but it doesn't become a new chafza until you got 3. So now, I think there's one more thing I want to take up here. Okay? Which is, it seems to me that at this point in our Gemara, what we're up to, is back to the going to the bathroom sugya, which we already did prior, right? The different ways you go to the bathroom, the man, the woman, the whatever, that was something that we already did. And then the other part of the Gemara where he runs away when you tie him up, or the strap breaks and all that, that we also already did. So what I'd like to do is the next Mishnah. Now the next Mishnah has a little bit of a Gemara, and then it gets into some other sugyas, and then some agaditas, to land in the Sata. But there's one thing which I think is I'd like to take up. Okay, so this is the first part of the Mishnah. Kol chayvei krisos. Okay, so chav gimel and aleph at the bottom of the Mishnah. Kol chayvei krisos shalaku. All chayvei krisos again malchus nifteru yidei krisason. They're pater from their kares. Okay, so again, if you violate a law, certain law them have kares. So, but because they have kares, but they're in bezdin shalmata, they're a law, and you get malchus. Okay, so bezdin shalmaila you get kares, but in bezdin shalmata you get malchus. Right? So any of those chayvei krisos, not everything of malchus has karis, but some things of malchus have karis. So all the chayvei krisos that got malchus, nifteru yidei krisason. That the malchus paters them from their karis. Okay? Shenemar v'niklech lichaleinecha. And your friend, your brother, will be degraded in your eyes. Kishelaka, when he's hit, harihuke achicha. He's a din of like your brother. What do you mean, like your brother? In other words, he doesn't have karis anymore. Right? When he does the lav, he has a shame rasha. The lav, a person violates a lav, is a shame rasha. Vis vilei psil eidos, and there's a shame rasha. Not a chicha. But once he does the, once he's laka, he becomes a chicha. So now he's on a karis. He's a chicha. Right? That's the lima. Devrei Rebbe, Chanina, Ben Gamliel. Right? Right? Right. Okay. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Chalukin alav chaveirav al Rabbi Yochanan ben Gamliel. So Chanan ben Gamliel's friends argue on him. It's a nice theory that you get pater from Kares. But His friends argue him. Okay? So Amar Rav Ad Bar Abba, Amar Bei Rav, Taninan, we learned in a Mishnah that his friends argue on him. It's a Mishnah. You don't need Rabbi Yochanan to say it. It's a Mishnah. How do you know? Because it says, Ein Vein Shabbos Yom Kippurim, Elash Zez Don Abid Adam, Zez Don Abid Karis. What's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur? The only difference is that Shabbos, the Zadon is Bidei Adam, and Yom Kippur, the Zadon is Vaikares. Right? That's the difference. Is Zadon, if you do B'mezid, is the punishment ultimately in the human court, or is the punishment in God's court? Right? V'im Yisah, and if you're telling me that Vaikares, like Krisos, namely Yom Kippur is like a Kares. And if you're telling me that by Krisos, once you get punished in the human court and get Malkus, then you're off the hook. Really, they're both Bidei Adam. Right? They're both Bidei Adam. Because ultimately for Yom Kippurim, you're going to get Malkus. And once you get Malkus, then you're, right? Then you're off the hook from the Kares. Right? So don't say that the difference between them was Bidei Adam or Bidei Shemayim, because ultimately they practically both end up being Bidei Adam. Later the Gemara, I'll skip a second. So Ravashi says what you must be thinking. Ravashi Amar, a few lines down, Afilu Tema Rabbanan, Ze Iker Zedona Bidei Adam, Ze Iker Zedona Bidei Shemayim. No, the Iker punishment for Shabbos is Bidei Adam. The Iker punishment for Kares, for Yom Kippur, is Bidei Shemayim, Kares. Now it's true, you could pat to the guy, if you give him Malkus, but that doesn't mean the Iker punishment isn't Bidei Shemayim. So the Brisa isn't telling you that there is no, the Mishnah isn't telling you there's no Malk, there's no such thing as Bidei Adam, and even the Bidei Adam can't replace the Bidei Shemayim. Right? It's just saying that the primary punishment is Bidei Shemayim. Right?
Okay. Right.
And that's one way to knock off that reproof. The other way is to say that Mishnah is Rabbi Yitzchak, who happens to hold that there is no Malkus for Krisos. Okay, there is no Malkus by Chayv Krisos. That's where Rabbi Yitzchak holds that Malkus is only by Lavim which don't have Karis. But once there's Karis, then there's no Malkus. So then that's not a Raya. The point is that the Gemara is showing you that Brisa, that Mishnah, can't prove to you that there are people who argue on Rav Chananya ben Gamliel. Okay, he was trying to show from a Mishnah that there are those who are Yochanan Gamliel and hold that Malkus doesn't pat to you from Kares. But it's unsuccessful. Okay? It's unsuccessful. And therefore, I guess you need Rabbi Yochanan's statement to tell you, by the way, he's an Amara, and he's saying, you should know that there are people who argue on him. It's not clear-cut what he's saying. But there are some who hold that even after you have Malkus, you're still going to be Chayv Kares. Okay? Okay, so let's read a tiny bit further. Amar Rav Ad Bar Abba, Amar Rav, Halacha Rav Chananya ben Gamliel. Okay, Halacha is like Rav Chananya ben Gamliel. Right? Halacha is like Rav Chananya ben Gamliel. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Man Salak Leila, Vasav Amar. Who went up to Shemayim and told us? How do you know he's putter from, that's your paskening, that if you get Malkus, you're putter from Kares, was a psak, that, I mean, this would be the Shemayim, ultimately God will determine. How do you paskening? Right? You're about to ask that. Okay, good. So it says, Amar Le Abaye, El Hadam, Rabbi Shoban Levi. Rabbi Shoban Levi says the following, Shosh Dvar Masu Bezen Shamata. There are three things that Bezen Shamata did. V'eskimu Bezen Shamali Adam, and the Bezen Shamali agreed. Okay, three different things, which the Gemara presents in a little bit. Man Salak Leila Vasa, who went up to Shemayim and told us that Bezen Shamali agreed? How do you know? Right? Ella Kroika Darshina, and he learns that from Psukim. Right? We know because we're Dorish Psukim. We have the ability to be Dorish Psukim. If you Dorish Psukim, this is what we determine is the case. So we can know about the Bezen Shemayla, not because we go to Shemayim, because Hashem wrote the Torah. And we can be Dorish Psukim. So Achanami, Kroika Darshinan. So too here, we're paskining, based upon our learning the Psukim, that Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel is correct, because of Neklech Echalei Necha. So you could give a Svara and argue, but bottom line is, we agree that he has valid support from the Pasuk. Right? So all being said and done, you basically have this machlokas, which I'd like to explain. Okay, when a guy is chayv malchus, Kares gets malchus, assuming he does. When you get malchus, do you say that paters you from Kares, or do you say it doesn't? No, so I mean, I think the play shot is, yeah, this, I guess what you're saying is that, like, you get Kares, that's the onesh. Kares is the onesh. These are such bad affairs that it's the onesh. It's Kares. Hashem decides, he Kares to Kares, nefesh ahi. But it's a lav, and the Torah, the din is anytime there's a lav, you get malchus. The adam, the human courts, the punishment for a lav, a losa say, is malchus. Now, unless the Torah says there's misa, then the human courts give a misa. But by a lav, where there is no misa, then the punishment is malchus. So it's like it's true. Bidei shemayim, he gets kareis. But like the human courts have to deal with him, and in society you have to deal with him, and the general principle is if there's a los asai, then the Torah, then the prescribed punishment that Bez Din Shalmata does to him is a malchus. So the fact that he gets kareis is in terms of his onesh bidei shemayim. But his onesh bidei adam is malchus because it's a law. A lot of them have at the very least malchus, sometimes misa. Right? But the question is here, do you say somehow when you give him the malchus, it's going to pater him from the kares? Right? When you give him the onesh bidei adam, is that going to then end up patering him from the onesh bidei shemayim? Right? It's not clear why it will or won't, but that seems to be the address of this question, right? So let me just show you one other thing. So in Hilchos Eidos, it says like this. So, Perikah Sirias, Harashayim Sul Medis Minat Torah. Okay? So Rasha is possible for Eidos. So the Gemara, the Halacha Beis says, Eidzehu Rasha, what's a Rasha? Kol Misha Avar Avera Shechayev Elam Malkas. How is a Rasha, Apostle Eidos? Someone who violates an Avera Shechayev Malkas, that's called a Rasha, and you're Apostle Eidos. Right? Shana, Shari Yer Torah Karal, the Mechleiv Malkas Rasha, Shana Mavarani Yom Ben Hakos a Rasha. If the Rasha is subject to Malkas, so you see that if you do a Lav, right, of Malkas, then you're called a Rasha, and you have a Shem Rasha. Okay? So basically, when you violate a law, you have a Shem Rasha, vis-a-vis Eidos. Okay? Now, assuming you do, then there's a whole process. How do you know you did tshuva? It's not, you're not possible forever, but there's a whole process of verifying that the person did or didn't do tshuva. Okay? Fine. But,
this
is in Hilchos Eidos. Okay, and I'll say this. But then the Gemara says, the Rambam says like this, and Eidos, that was Perek Yud. Now it's Perek Yud Beis. So he says, for instance, Shneim Sheidu Lavas Shehu Pasol Ba'Avera Me'lo Averos Ubo Shneim Ve'idu Shasa Tshuva V'Chazar Ba'o Oshel Laka Har Zeh Tshuva Kasher. Right? So if you have Eidim that he did Tshuva V'Yamalkos, then he's kasher, and then halachadala kol mishan schayv malchus bein shalasa tshuva bein shalaka bebezin chazal kashusa. So if you did tshuva, or if you did got malchus, then you go back to your kashrus, right? Right. So basically, you see, tshuva always removes the shem rasha because you did tshuva, but malchus also removes the shem rasha, right? In terms of, you see, the Psaledas, there's an Afkamina when you violate a law. There's a Shem Rasha, and the Malkus removes the Shem Rasha. Right? And that's arguably learned out from our thing, V'niklech Chichalei Necha. Right? V'niklech Chichalei Necha. When you hit him, he becomes a Chicha. He's not Rasha anymore, now he's a Chicha. Right? Okay, so now what's the question? Is do you get Kares or not? Right, one way to go. Let's take something different. One way to go is, what's Kares? Why do you get Kares? Is Kares like, for instance, let's say human court. Human court, you have Chal Shabbos. Then you do tshuva. So we're not going to be the onesh. Let's say we have verified you did tshuva. We don't get you off the hook because you did the crime. The crime is mechayev and the onesh. All right. So you can say karis is the same thing. Who cares? You did tshuva. Bottom line is you did the crime. The crime is chiv karis. So it's tshuva. Or who says that you're not a rasha? Fine, you're not a rasha. I don't care. You're not a rasha. Bottom line is you did the crime. Crime is for the veri. Did the veri get karis? Or do you say kares is like God's doing the onesh, and kares is based upon the state of the person, right? Hashem cuts you off because you're a certain type of person. Now this avera makes you in that state, but if you subsequently remove that state because you're niklachicha le'necha and you're no longer a rasha and you're a chicha, so now why are you getting kares for? Your state has changed. So do you look at kares like a regular onesh, just happens to be in God's court? But you look at kares as in based upon the state of your soul, which the avera caused. So it is an avera for an onesh for the avera, but it's more of a in God's court. It's not like for the avera; it's for the state of your soul, which the avera brings about. In which case, if you could remove that state by doing tshuva, then you're not going to get it anymore, Right? It's like, does he go right? It's like almost like, does God's court work by the same type of rules as the man's court? Or you say, no, it doesn't work that way. It's based upon the state of the person. And if he does tshuva, he's off the Miklachicha, then he's fine, then he's off the hook. I had a different approach. Which is like this. You could learn like this. It's like there's two systems. There's B'dei Shemayim and there's B'dei Adam. Right? Malkus is B'dei Shemayim, B'dei Adam. Kari is B'dei Shemayim. Psula Eidos is B'dei Adam. Malkus is B'dei Adam. Right? So in the framework of Adam, the whole idea of Nikla Chichal Yenecha means in the framework of Adam, he doesn't have a Shem Rasha. He got Malkus. Malkus removes the Shem Rasha. Right? And the human courts, and the human, you know, Eidos, Psula Eidos, that's the way it works. But Kares is an entirely different framework. Right? They're two different worlds. Now, where do you see evidence that just because he gets Malkus in the Adam, he loses the Shem Rasha vis-a-vis, you know, in Kares? It's like there's two different frameworks of operation. Right? So you can't carry over. Everyone agrees he's going to be Kashal Eidos because that's in the human court. But the whole idea of the duality of Kares and Malkus is because there's two different worlds. There's the world of the Adam and the Shemayim. And Malkus only operates in the Adam. But for the Shemayim, it has nothing to do with it. So you still have Kares. Or do you say that, no, ultimately there's only one Gavra? You don't say there's like two worlds which just run separately on their own orbits. There's really one Gavra. And in theory, the Gavra should only get one Onish. Right? The only thing is, and that Onish should be Kares. The only thing is, maybe as Ken was saying before, you can't just let a guy get away with a crime and say, oh, God will punish him. You do a Malkus, a Lav, so the human court has to punish you. Right? But it's not because there's like two Gavras. There's one Gavra. It's not a Gavra de Shemayim de Adam. There's one Gavra. And that Gavra really is punished by de Shemayim. The only thing is that the human court has to punish him also until he gets to Shemayim, because the society needs a deterrent. But if that's the case, then once you give him the Malkus, so now the Gavra is vindicated. He's Kechicha. And now that's going to carry over to the human court and to both courts, because there's only one Gavra. So it's like, the one side is, intrinsically, there are two Gavras. There's the Gavra of the Adam and the Gavra of the Shemayim. And that's why they're two Onshim. So it's two different Gavras, and if that's the case, then just because Malkus removes the shame on Rasha vis-a-vis the Adam, it's not going to remove vis-a-vis Shemayim. But the other way is, no, there's really only one underlying Gavra. And since there's one underlying Gavra, once you get Malkus, the Gavra's Kasher. If there's one underlying Gavra, are there two Onshim? Not because they're two Gavras, but because the human society has to have a deterrent. So even though he's Chayav Kares with Shemayim, man also has to do something to him. So that's why he ends up getting two Onshim. But once you remove the Shem Rasha vis-a-vis one, you remove the Shem Rasha vis-a-vis the other also. Right? As opposed to learning the two different systems, two different worlds. In which case, there's no carryover from one to the other. Yeah. Okay, it's a little complex, though. I think I like the other Svara better. The first one. Which is Kares. You view Kares as like just a regular Onesh. Which once you do it, you do it. You got it. Can't potter yourself because of Rasha, you did Tshuva. Onus is an Onus. Or do you say that Kares factors in the state of your soul and your shame Rasha and all that, in which case, since you did Tshuva or you whatever, you got Malkus, then you remove it and then Malkus disappears. Okay, so this is basically it for this Malkus Sugya. I think what I'm going to do next week, I think I'd like to do some Hanukkah stuff. Next week's Hanukkah, right?
Yeah,
so I was looking at the Sugya of Al Hanisim a little bit. It's on Chav Dalet, I think. Dominant off at the top. So maybe we'll. The question is, do you say Chal Nisim and benching? That's the Gemara Zibaya. Okay? There's Rashi, there's Tosos, maybe a Rambam. So I think I'd like to take that up on Tuesday and Thursday. And on Monday and Wednesday, maybe I'll also do Hanukkah, but a little bit more exploratory. Some Rambam, some interesting problems in the Rambam, also related to this topic, but it's a little bit on a different track. Okay, so maybe the next week will be Hanukkah week, and then after that, for this year, I think I'll go to the Kiddush. Abdallah Main Chasimus again, Psachim Kuf Gimel on the days, I think. And the Monday, Wednesday, I don't know. Still have more to do there, but I think my Yom Shuvah maybe at some point.